The feelings were also there because after that I was very upset. So I just went on to the Tinder and like, you know, just being like, I'm going to go on a bunch of dates and, you know, fill my time and try and feel better. But all of it was still like really annoying because I kept bringing back where it's like, okay, why is Allison still in my head?
Yeah.
And that's what that's the reason why I just kept it up is because of that.
But were you, here's the thing. Seven months is so long. I think it would take, like, I pretty quickly would be like, fuck that person, you know?
Exactly.
But did you, not you, Allison.
Not you.
Understanding what you were going through, I don't think that. But from knowing only what Jimmy knew,
I would have been irate fast.
Yeah. But, you know, when we did.
Hi, guys. I'm Julia Meltzer. Welcome to Honey. Today we have Allison and Jimmy. Oh, they're so cool, you guys. Allison is a band manager and Jimmy is a graphic designer. And as I told them before we started recording, I thought that only people on TV shows could have those jobs, but they're real people and they have those cool jobs. Guys, Allison listened to the show and then she found me on the internet and was like, I want to be on the show with Jimmy. And then we did it and we had such a fun time. So listen, if that's you and you want me to interview you on Honey, just email me at drunkactress@gmail.com or find me any other of the many places I am on the internet and we'll try to make it happen. Guys, this is a really good episode, and remember, as I say many times throughout, don't try this at home. Okay, here we go.
Honey, 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 come home, 'cause we've got things to talk about. I've been sitting here on my own, and I think we can work it out. Honey, 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 come home, 'cause I think we can work it out.
Oh, really?
Oh, is it?
We're learning something new already.
It's a little too overwhelming.
Okay. Okay. I'm wearing headphones. Allison and Jimmy are not. Allison and Jimmy, welcome to Honey.
Hi.
Cheers.
Cheers. We have Bloody Marys, everyone.
And Mason jars.
So fun.
Everyone good? Not too heavy?
Oh, this is so good.
Good.
He really does make an excellent...
It's in the family.
Yeah,
need to make Bloody Mary.
Was that like growing up?
Yeah, mostly my grandma. It's like no matter what time of the day, Bloody Mary, like whatever bar you went to, whatever.
I love it. Like a nighttime Bloody Mary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was either that or Jack on the Rocks. So.
My grandma drank Campari and tonic, which looks exactly like a Shirley Temple. So I had some sips of Campari and tonic
as a
child.
As an accident?
Yeah.
Did it taste good or was it like...
No, it was like...
No, it was horrible.
It's like, I want a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it's not what I thought.
Okay, so how long have you guys been together?
We've been together now for almost 2 years.
It's a question mark. Yeah.
Because the first 5-6 months, we were kind of just playing it easy and just... seeing where it would go, but not really
like easy
ahead.
Being like a light term, like we were like hanging out
I mean,
were you seeing each other every day or
no, like once a week?
We were talking every day though.
We were talking pretty much every day. I mean, mm-hmm. with text, like like we didn't really call that much at first at all.
Right.
Yeah, we never called each other.
No, that was when we got serious.
Like, he was like, we're serious because we call each other on the phone.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would agree with that. I don't know.
I think it's like, even just 10 years ago, like I remember when boys would call me on the phone on your house line, not 10 years ago. But like 15 years ago, boys would like call girls on the phone and it would be like such a thing. Remember I told you about the house line that I got?
Oh yeah, she had
such a big deal.
To get your own line, that was...
Yeah.
I was not trusted. You were trusted.
I had a house light and my own answering machine. And I would be like, excuse me, I have to check my answering machine.
I was just saying, I'm like so nostalgic for, I would love an answering machine and a landline.
Like Sex in the City. Do you watch Sex in the City? Yeah. And they're like, I have to check my answering machine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the great thing is, if you're not home, you don't have to check your answering machine.
And you like can walk away from being in touch with everybody all the time.
Isn't that so appealing?
So yeah, we dated for like, we actually met at work.
What was your work?
We worked for a music festival called CMJ.
Cool.
And he was a graphic designer, and I was like, I worked with the producer.
But we were in separate rooms, so we never really saw each other.
We were in separate rooms, and in different relationships.
Yep.
Okay.
And how does this story go? well, we were in different rooms and different relationships, and then. I don't know. We didn't really work together either.
Well, no, it was because she pretty much like kind of avoided me because every other girl at the office, it was a small office.
He
it was
so
like
cute.
Not many people. And she was the only one that never talked to me.
He was so cute.
And like, I was like, okay, well, I'm seeing someone. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to worry about it. But like everyone else was kind of like questioning.
But you did notice.
Well, yeah, of course. Because I was like, what's going on? No, I did because you were the only one who didn't notice me.
That's why. That's why. Like, no, but here's the thing is that I remember I think I've told you this. I remember the first second I saw him because he came in.
Romantic.
Oh, yeah. I know. He came in and talked to like the marketing girl and because you knew her somehow.
Yeah, but I called her the wrong name. I thought she was
like,
someone else.
And
that was really embarrassing.
I was like in a very like, I was like in a no look zone. Like I was just like, I am not in a place where I'm even looking at other boys. So I like looked up at him and I was like, acknowledged that I noticed him, which was, you know, in a city full of handsome boys, you see him all the time. But I noticed Jimmy, and I messaged the girl who sat next to me, and I was like, "Who is that? He's so cute." And she said, "He's so cute, but his girlfriend got him this job." And I was like, "And yep. I was like, I remember
there's
like,
a catch.
Yeah, and I remember feeling like." So disappointed, and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm in a relationship. Like, it doesn't even matter. But I remember feeling like so disappointed. And then I kind of thought, of course he has a girlfriend. He's so cute.
Yeah, but
he's
you were seeing
dimples.
Someone too. So it was like, it's.
I know, yeah. I know. I mean, it was only for like a moment. I remember
true.
This
okay.
feeling.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's a very irrational thought to have, which I think means true love.
Yeah.
Because that's so crazy to be like, God damn, he has a girlfriend.
It was like, exactly. I got so like disappointed.
Sorry. Wow. But also I was like, I mean, it was like one of my first like serious like relationships, like moving up to New York. And it was still like, do you want to be single or do you want to like, you know, actually like try and find someone in this crazy city?
Mm.
And so I was still like in between that and I really had no clue. So
you were in just, between what? So you had this girlfriend like, was like, not that serious. Are you
saying? Yeah, serious, but not that serious. Okay. So like we dated for a year and that was like kind of coming up to the end of the year. So we broke up like only a month later, pretty much, because it was already starting to dwindle where it was just like, well, where is this going? And it just really wasn't like going anywhere further. And I think both of us were on the same train. So
did the news spread like wildfire around the office?
Well, no, that's the funny part is since,
I don't remember. It
I was
like
freelance.
Wildfire.
So I left as soon as the festival was done and
freelance Jimmy.
Yeah.
Breaking hearts at the office.
Jumping from office to office.
Well, I do remember the after party. Do you remember? Do you want to? Can I tell that story?
I mean, yeah, we could tell it and then we'll see how we feel.
Okay. This may get edited out.
Yeah. It's an after party.
So I have the gut. So I find out Jimmy is going to this after party. So I'm going to go. Even though I'm in this other relationship, I'm just want to like talk to him. And this is after every day in the office, like kind of gliding by him and not notice, like acting like he can't.
She never
see.
Looked over.
I wouldn't look at him, but I would like.
I thought she hated me. Like everyone else was super nice.
I didn't hate you.
I know, but
that's
it seemed like
that's
when you don't
kind
say
of
anything.
My move too. I mean, I wish like, I had better game than
yeah,
that,
no,
but
that
I
is my
straight
move.
Up ignore.
I know.
Then I'll follow a guy on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's my only move. And then if I really want to be aggressive, I'll like a picture from a long time ago.
Yeah.
I remember when you found me.
Let
on
me
Facebook.
Tell you, it works like a charm.
Yeah, I remember when you found me on Facebook. That was a thing. I was like, he left me.
I was like, I want to. Yeah.
Yeah. You were just like, I'm going to add this girl on Facebook.
I'm
going to
add this girl on Facebook. I know her from work. She was the one never said anything.
You're like, soulmate. Yeah.
So the thing that I'm not, we might have to edit out.
Okay.
Because it makes him look a little weird. Like,
it's not weird.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Okay. It's not that bad.
So. Okay, we've already expressed our moral reservations about it, which covers our bases.
Hopefully
now
it doesn't sound that bad.
Okay.
So we're at this party. It's the Australian after party. So all the Australian bands are like playing this party, and it was very fun.
Cool.
And it was like day drinking.
Means
it was
a lot of drinks.
A lot of drinks.
Wild Australians. Wild.
Yeah, and all the CMJ staff are there. It's very fun. And Jimmy's at the bar, and I'm just standing there, and I'm like, hey, and he's like, hey, and like, it was super small talk, and then somewhere in there, you're like, I remember not even asking, like, it was like, just like, you kind of said it, you were like, I'm just dating around right now, I'm dating lots of women.
So, like, by the end of, after the after party was after the festival and everything, so by then, it was already, like, falling apart, and I already broke up with my girlfriend.
I thought you were still with her, because I remember being like, are you with that girl? He goes, well, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, it was like the touch and go, like, at the end, okay. Right? It was like, is it or not? Because we had a couple fights, and, like, it would be the storm off and don't say anything, so it's like, wait, what happened?
I'm not interviewing the two of you on Honey today. Exactly. You can't do a storm off and don't say anything.
Yeah. So, so yeah, that's what it like came to. So
I bet you were just like, girl I like is talking to me. I don't know what to say. So I'm going to say this. Just,
yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. Bye. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But, so that's what happened at the after party?
Yeah, I mean, that was, I guess.
It was
not that bad.
Tame.
Yeah.
Tame. Okay. It wasn't that bad, I guess.
But yeah, so eventually, after like winners getting through, that we were both like, of course, Tinder, like, okay,
no,
Cupid.
No, this was 2 years. This was a year later. So fast forward a year. So.
Oh, was it 4 years?
Yeah, because then you did CMJ again, and I didn't go.
Yeah, and you didn't go that time.
So
she wasn't there the second time.
A year skipped, and in that year, the relationship that I was in like fell apart, and it was just a painful time for me. And we were at, actually, Rock Shop. We were at my favorite bar.
Yep.
And with my friend Sarah.
What's your favorite bar?
It's called Rock Shop. It's right around the corner. We can go after this.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I'm like, I always ask people in LA when they mention like a restaurant or a bar. I'm like, ooh, where? It's so like, why not New York? New York listeners, Rock Shop.
Rock Shop. Yeah. I don't know why we love this bar so much, but we always end up there. It's just like
$5 bloodies.
$5.
we're a bloody
football
family.
And a football with some food.
Football family. Yeah. So we were at Rock Shop with my friend Sarah, and she and I was sad. I was, you know, going through the motions of a breakup, and she made me a OkCupid account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this really doesn't seem like me. I'm like all about the first impressions. How am I gonna like a boy on here? And so I had OkCupid for maybe a week, if that. And I was at work swiping, and who comes up but this guy.
Wait, did you you could swipe on OkCupid?
Or left or right?
I don't know if it was swipe back then. I think it was just
this
more
is
of
one.
A,
this
might
one
be olden days.
I think it was like a quick match kind of deal.
Oh, quick match.
Maybe that's what it was.
Where my face just popped up.
His face popped up.
Oh. Yeah. That was like OkCupid trying to get in to the Tinder game, probably.
Was it? No, I was never on Tinder.
No.
It was OkCupid.
Okay.
So I hadn't done anything on the website like as far as like meet anyone. I wasn't I hadn't talked to anybody, but his
you had a summarized profile of what
Sarah
I remember.
Sarah made it.
Yeah, it was really summarized. It seemed like one that like a friend would do because it was like personal but out of reach. Like,
oh, what do you mean out of reach?
Like, I feel like most people are awkward talking with themselves, so this one was like just really fluent and easy. So it was just like, okay, this is someone else that's looking in. Like,
it was probably
like,
so
I live in Park Slope and I love animals.
Yeah, it was like something.
I'm a vegetarian.
Like, if I wrote it down myself, I'd be like, no, that sounds weird. That sounds like someone else is saying it.
So but, then I sent him a Facebook message, and that was
it. We didn't even OkCupid.
Because remember, he found me on Facebook that time, and I knew he loved me.
And then after that, after she sent the message, we were both like, all right, well, we're both single now.
Yeah.
And
I love this. But how did you know it wasn't an outdated? That's what I'm always like when I see people I know on the apps, and I'm like, ooh, maybe we could date. I'm like, oh, but did you just like leave this up?
I'm just guessing but I have a feeling it looked pretty like updated. Like it, cause it does say
last on.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think this one had filtered.
And you had already liked me. That's how I knew. Oh, because yeah. he had already liked me.
Okay, Cupid poke.
Yeah. Or like it was like something happened that let me know that he had already seen me.
Yeah.
And also, I guess you kind of have nothing to lose because you weren't like working together anymore. You weren't.
Well, my line was something like, "Oh my God, don't judge me, and I'm on OkCupid, and we just matched." It was like that was my line. So it was like, "I'm not really on there."
Well, it's funny because the time I think you've told this story a couple times now, and each time it's like, "Well, I was on OkCupid for a day." Well, it was like 3 days. It was a weekend, and then it was like, maybe a week.
It wasn't very long.
It wasn't very long. I know that, but
it was long enough that you were my only person that I ever talked to on it.
Well, that's good.
there was no messages or any, like, that's how quickly it was. Eventually, I would have like been like, "Oh, that boy's cute."
Yeah, so I got there in time.
Great, yeah. I love it. Yeah. Okay, so are you guys gonna tell me about a big fight?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. So
which one do you want to do?
I mean, I think the big one.
The big one.
The one that kind of split off. Yeah.
The big one.
The thing about us, though, that you should know is that we don't, I hate to be this boring couple, but we really don't fight.
Everyone says that.
Everybody says that.
No, not everyone. A lot of people say that.
I mean, I've been in relationships where you fight. Yeah. This is not that at all. This is like, the cat is talking to us. This is like we,
The cat has some input.
Yeah, the cat has some input. I don't even know how.
Well, we try and work it out to the best of our ability. And yeah, of course, like any other couple, like we definitely have fought about things that, you know, take a half day, full day to like.
But the word fight is a very specific kind of arguing to me. And like, we don't do that.
Okay, so what does fight mean to you?
Well, so I come from a very divorced family. So like when I hear the word fighting, I hear like screaming and shouting and throwing and like, you know, chaos. And I've been in relationships that that has happened in it. And this for us, I think it's like disagreeing.
It's more of a stern look and a silence that's scarier than like any kind of
yelling. Yeah, it's a look.
Okay, like I messed up. Like I cannot do anything else today. I need to walk very lightly. Yeah. It's more like that. So it's like we don't try and like bring up a drama like about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something that's like, you know how I feel.
Also, we let it go. Like,
well, yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so what's the big one? Okay. What's the big one?
So when we first started dating, we were both like, we're very open-minded to hanging out. It was a very like, we're hanging out, we enjoy each other, we're friends. And then we were, I think that was what, it was like, we were definitely friends. Like we were.
Yeah, well, and that's, I think what was built up where it was getting to the point where it was getting like more than friends because we were starting to know each other so well. So it was less of a, just like, hey, I call you once a week kind of thing where it's like, okay, this is serious.
And like, you're getting to know my like parts of me that are private or things that couples know about each other. So at around like, so I had been out of my previous relationship for like a month, and that it was ready for that relationship to be over. I had no interest in rekindling that relationship, but there was a lot of trauma, like heart trauma that had happened. And when I first met him, when we first started dating, like when I was with him, I wasn't thinking about it.
But that was months after that. After your last relationship.
It was only a few months.
Oh, a few months, I know, but yeah. I mean, it wasn't like
but your like company was like, I never thought about it when I was with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, we both just
you
got
didn't
out something,
you didn't
so.
Think about your old relationship,
yeah, or I didn't think about how I was feeling or like any if there was any like you know stuff that we were still dealing with. Like he kind of lived here and like he kind of was involved with the dog and like we had to like separate. So there was like a couple months into it that we were sort of splitting our lives, and it was just I didn't notice it when I was with him. And then after a few months I started to notice it while I was with him, and not that I was sad about my ex, it was that I was sad about who I was. Like I had just kind of like woken up and I was in a place that I didn't recognize myself as a single person.
Oh.
And I was felt like he was like filling a void, and I didn't want him to be that person.
And that was the nice part, because it was just like we were just hanging out, but at the same time like she'd do a lot of very sweet things that, you know, a partner would do for someone else. And that's where I was starting to also do a little bit more of a pushback, being like, all right, like it's fine, like we don't have together, like
Yeah, you did and husband
like, I was bringing up like ridiculous things where I was just like, I can't get married anytime soon.
Yeah,
like,
one this time is he took me absurd. To a bar and like, was like, I don't know if we can continue dating because I can't see myself marrying you. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
how long had you? 2 months or
something.
It was
not long at all. It was just one of those where it was like.
And now we're like constantly talking about that stuff. Well,
yeah, now it's fine.
Yeah. Wow, you really powered through, Allison.
I know. Yeah,
so. Okay, so. You were hanging out. It was casual, but very pleasant and positive.
Positive.
But then you both were a little bit like, pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there was actually like a specific day that I remember waking up and being like, oh, I'm in a relationship again. When did this happen? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't ready. And it was sort of when you get into a relationship, it's a decision that you make together. And this didn't. It just sort of felt like it was happening for
us.
Yeah,
it was just like I said, it was just like a feeling that we were both getting where it's like, all right, this is like stretching out for whatever we were trying to stick to, and like eventually that's going to break or we have to move on, like, be serious about this if that's what's going to happen.
But we also never like talked about the status of
and that was our biggest problem.
Which is not like me at all. It was just, normally I'm like, now what are we? Like, are we dating? Uh-huh. Are we friends? Like, but I think I just didn't want to know the answer to that because it felt like we were together and I didn't want to like confirm that. So I just didn't say anything. And I don't know if you didn't say anything because you like were a boy about it.
Well, I was being a boy about it, yeah. Like, I mean, I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, I'm hanging out with this beautiful girl and like no strings attached except for there's starting to be strings shown. Yeah. So
one day I disappeared.
The strings are revealing themselves. Okay, exactly. You disappeared.
I just, like, disappeared.
So yeah, so.
Which is very unlike me.
Yeah, so the last time we hung out, that was like a very intense time and I could kind of tell. And after that, she just kind of just ghosted.
It was emotionally intense. It was very fraught.
Yeah.
Like how you could tell she was upset about something.
Yeah, I mean, it was just it was, and it was outside of me. Like I could tell it wasn't me.
It really
was like
had
something outside of that. And
yeah,
I knew that was very clear. But at the same time, it's also very hard because it's like, oh, you have a problem, but it's not with me. So then, why do I have to like?
And like, why can't?
Where'd you go? Like, wait, I want to help. Yeah. Because it was also at that point where it was like, I really want to be there, but also like, how much is too much to if it like. To help, so
you guys did not talk about it that day, or you did? Did you ask her what was bothering her?
I tried.
Really, honestly, you might have to tell the rest of this because I don't even remember this part.
So, like, I tried and just Facebook, text messaging. I could tell she was upset. I knew that she was going to answer a call. It was like way beyond that, and I knew that this was like a break off. Like, this was one of those where it's like, okay, I can't do this, and just like, you know, kind of like. Run like
so when you were the last time you hung out, you could tell something was wrong.
I could tell, yeah, but I never thought it'd be something like, hey, I'm just not going to talk to you anymore. I thought it was going to be like, hey, we can't do this, like, let's
I just didn't know. I just didn't know how, because it could be,
and I didn't really know.
I just was so, I remember feeling so afraid of hurting him, and I didn't, and in the end I realized I was just like afraid of confronting you, probably.
I mean, yeah, and that was the thing, that there was like, if even a word to say, being like, I can't do this right now, or just something like that, but you kind of left it off on like a positive note, where it's like, no, everything's fine, and then it was just like, that was it. And I was super like just disappointed, way more than I thought I was going to be, because
I mean, that was the other thing is I remember,
so so she leaves, or you guys leave, and then you like text her again, being like, maybe everything's normal, and I mean, you get no response. Like,
yeah,
what? And then what are you thinking? Like, at what point are you like, oh, something's really wrong?
Well, that's when it was just like, okay, now I definitely think it was me, because now she's not even talking to me about anything.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, now it has to be me. And I was like, I mean, I was just like kind of self-centric on that, where it was like trying to look around, looking for anything else, because we've talked about everything. I know about her family's history, and like we've been open with each other about past relationships and stuff. So I was just kind of looking for a clue or a sign of why and when it started. And it was just, there was nothing. It was really hard to deal with and very confusing. I think that was the biggest
part.
How
long? Yeah. It was super confusing.
So I text and sent messages probably for the next 2 weeks, and then nothing for a couple months.
Longer than that. You messaged me so many times. Yeah, I mean, this span of time went on from
every
like,
couple of weeks, I would send a random message being like, hey, he did. What's
for
up?
Months.
How's it going?
For like
over
seven,
6 months.
Yeah.
Over 6 months for
what,
sure.
What's going on in your head when you would get these messages?
I was so like celibate at that time. Like, I was so like, the last thing I wanted to talk about was boys and like at all. I was very like, when he messaged me, sometimes I genuinely like didn't see, like when he messaged me on like GChat, I would see them like 2 weeks later because I didn't really like GChat very much.
So you were like, you were taking every
GChat
everywhere, but like Facebook messages, like I would see them pop up and my heart would do that thing where it like falls into your belly and like mm-hmm. comes back up. Like I think when we finally started talking again, I think one of the things I said was, I'm so sorry. I just yeah. didn't know what to say. Like, I just genuinely didn't know what to say. And I felt like I needed to be in a little hole that no boy could find me in.
So to me, from the out, because it, right, I think people listening will be like, you should have just said I need some space.
I know, yeah.
But to me, I'm thinking like one reason you might not do that is you don't wanna, whatever, if you're not totally sure that that's what you mean.
And I also didn't like want to burn the bridge, yeah, even though it yeah. probably seemed like right. I was burning the bridge.
That's what, well, that's yeah. what I'm like, if you say yeah. the wrong thing, then yeah. you kind of are stuck with that. But if you yeah. say nothing, then,
you know, the other part of it was that I had just gone through like a 6 month breakup where we were talking so much about our feelings and like, and I just couldn't do it again. Ugh. With like a new person. I just,
it
like,
it's very compact.
Couldn't. I wouldn't yeah. sit there and be like, these are the reasons why. I just, like, I was so exhausted. Of,
I've
like,
definitely been in that place where
myself.
I'm like, I cannot talk about our relationship anymore.
Yeah, and I guess he felt like he was, like, a branch of it some at that time. Mm. Like,
but at the same time...
So like, you felt like you were a branch of this?
I mean...
Maybe not. Maybe I felt like you were a branch of that.
Yeah, like, I didn't feel like I really was a branch about it. It was more about that I didn't think that it would go anywhere, and then after she broke it off and went silent, that I was like really troubled by that. So that was like kind of my own like awakening, and like, what is this feeling? Like, why do I?
Well,
like,
are you worried? Did you? I'm going, like, if this, people who know me will know this is true.
Mm.
It takes about 2 hours of an unreturned text message for me to be like, this person has been murdered. This person yeah. has killed themselves.
I mean,
like, and I go through a whole thing. Yeah. I'm like planning what I'm going to say at the yeah. funeral. Were you?
Well, I mean, I wasn't. Well, I could still see, like, as stalkery as it is on Facebook, I could still see that she was doing things and like
yeah.
going
oh,
out
and
doing
me.
Stuff. And so I couldn't deal with that. So the defriending came a couple weeks after, and like I kind of just left it open that except for the Gmail and like Facebook randomly. But I pretty much defriended her, but I could still send her a message.
Mm-hmm.
And so it finally got to the point. I think on Gmail I sent you.
Oh yeah, he was mad.
Because all the time I was just like, hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up? Like, just trying to be nice, you know? And then finally, like 7 months in, I was just like, all right, I'm pissed. And I wrote one where it's like, hey, you need to like talk to me, or like, you're being such a bitch. I said something.
No, you said something like, just own up to
just
it.
Just own up yeah. to it. Yeah, I said something that I knew would like kind of tick her off a bit, just to see if I could get a reaction out of that.
But you know,
as like a last like spark to be like, okay, like now. Like,
I have
so
to
wait,
say,
were you wanting oh, yeah. what were you wanting? You were just wanting closure, information
closure,
at that point.
Yeah, or? More like closure, being like, you just left this very open ended, and I really just want to know why I like want to know. Like,
yeah.
why do I want to know so bad? Like, it was more like that. So the feelings were also there, because after that I was very upset. So I just went on to the Tinder and like, you know, just being like, I'm gonna go on a bunch of dates and, you know, fill my time and try and feel better. But all of it was still like really annoying, because I kept bringing back where it's like, okay, why is Allison still in my head?
Yeah.
And that's what that's the reason why I just kept it up, is because of that.
But were you, here's the thing. Seven yeah. months is so long. I think it would take, like, I pretty quickly would be like, fuck that person, you know?
Exactly.
But did you, not you, Allison, not you.
No, not
you. Understanding yeah. what you were going through, yeah. I don't think that. But I mean, from knowing only what Jimmy knew,
yeah.
I would
have been too.
Irate fast.
Yeah. But you know, when we did rekindle, and maybe we can, this was just sort of like a forwarding here, like, that's why I instantly loved him. Like, I didn't love him before, but the waiting was to, like, for me to like feel better. I never had anybody do that for me before.
Yeah.
Well, but, Cool. And that was like my thing too, where it was just like I couldn't get her out of my head, and I dated these other girls that were also just pretty city girls, you know, everything was great, but it was still like not her. So I knew that I wanted to keep fighting for it and see if eventually she would actually like answer one of my messages, even though it's been so long. Where I was like, okay,
oh my gosh,
I get it.
So many things I love about this.
But it was starting to make me feel weird because I was like, I don't want to be the creeper
you
guy.
Kind of,
where it's like,
you were a little bit of the creeper.
It was
kind of
creepy for a bit. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Eventually, I was like, yo, guy. Like,
I want. Yeah, I feel go, like let this it go. Obviously worked out so well for you guys, but. I don't think anyone should try this.
No. No.
On either end. No. Don't ghost just to see what happens.
No, it's exhausting. Don't do it.
I think that was... would I do this to anybody right now? No.
Yeah, this was like a very specific state of mind that I was in. Like, I was in therapy. I was doing my best to figure it out. And we talked to... In fact, when I fired my therapist... I did it over an email, and she sent me voicemails over and over again, being like, we have to do this in person so that you don't fear saying goodbye to people. So this was like a thing.
Okay.
I was like going through a thing.
Yeah.
And it's probably super deep rooted, which I don't feel this way now at all. Like, I'm great at saying goodbye to people now. Like, it's fine. But at the time, at this moment, it just was sort of like a perfect storm.
So for you, it was like you wanted to say goodbye, but you couldn't do it? Because what this feels like to me is like not really wanting to say goodbye, so
yeah,
just like
true.
Leaving your options open, even though that doesn't really make
it
a lot of sense.
It's really bad, but no, I don't think that. I'm trying to like, it's like I'm trying really, like when I said before, like I don't totally remember this time because I was in such a foggy place. My thought process was that I've spent so many, you know, years being selfless, and at this moment, I need to be a little selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you know me, I don't do many, like, I do a lot of things for other people, and I think a lot about what other people feel, and I take their feelings over my own feelings, and for this moment in time, I just couldn't think about anybody else's feelings.
That's, yeah, valid.
Does that make sense to you?
I mean, yeah.
Does it make sense?
As a guy, not really. But
yeah, but like knowing me and like
but yeah,
who
I, mean,
I am.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I liked you so much was because you could be cutthroat if you had to, but also you had that like keeper mentality where it was just like, okay, everyone like in my circle, like I just like whatever you need, you sick, like anything that you want me to pick up, bring over, go out, like, you know, her, like with all of her friends, they can just call in and say, hey, I'm having a bad time. And she'll just be like, hey, I need to go over and like see my friend. Is that cool? I'm like, of course. And like, she's always selfless, like in that way. But during that time, I didn't, since we didn't talk, I had no idea what was going on really.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of talked about it, but it's also something that we don't talk about.
I think you learned a lot about yourself during that time though.
Well, that's, yeah.
You were like, when I saw you again that first time, I was like, who is this man? Like, he like transformed himself into this like well thought out person.
So yeah, so eventually I got a reply to one of the messages and she was like, okay, but still cautious. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to be at a coffee shop tomorrow.
I messaged you.
Well, I've been messaging you for the last couple months. I was waiting on you.
But I think I was the one that sends you an initial message being like, do you want to get coffee?
Yeah.
I think I did that.
Okay.
You proposed the meeting?
I think I did.
So what was going through your mind when you got that message?
It was... like, oh, I got it. Like, hey,
you
it
were
worked.
You
like,
okay.
Yeah, it was like one of those where I was like, great, but now what? Like, it was like, oh, I got it. Like the thing I've been waiting for like this whole time. Like I finally get to see her again. Crap, I'm gonna see her again. Like it was like one of those where it's like, okay, how is this gonna be? How should I prepare? Like, what are we gonna talk about? Are we just gonna keep it like simple, or are we actually gonna like try and bring up like what happened? Because I have some questions for you that I really would like answered. But, yeah, so there was just a lot of things.
Oh, is there wires? She's going to be like...
No, those are for you.
Betty. Anything and everything.
There's another one.
I bring cat toys with me.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean my wires.
Yeah.
I was like, really? You have a bag full of cat toys?
It's supposed to be weird.
Okay.
So yeah. So. And it was just like on a Saturday. It was a coffee
shop
that I frequent. Yeah, it was snowy during winter.
Romance, very snowy.
And she just came in all wrapped up.
I did.
And I was just sitting at the chair, and she sat down, and we just.
It was probably like this time. It was probably.
No, it was January.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't this time. It was later. It was after Christmas.
Oh yeah, it was after Christmas because you sent me Happy Christmas or something.
Yeah.
He just kept me waiting.
I don't know if I got to answer. I was really persistent.
I did. I did.
So that's how I knew things were like good or on a good level at least. So.
She responded
communication
to
was
your
back. Exactly. Oh,
we're
Betty.
Having cat drama.
She was doing that thing where like she sees an arm and she's like,
"Get." That cat is so sweet, but so naughty.
She's so funny.
She's a troublemaker.
She is.
So it was snowy.
Okay, it was snowy and romantic.
You take over.
Well, I remember I was coming from somewhere in Manhattan. I was doing something in Manhattan. And we were texting and you said, "I'm going to be at this coffee shop. Would you like to meet me there?" And I was like, sure. I am a nervous wreck. I'm like, she's going to hop up again. I'm a nervous wreck. And I like bust in like, "Oh my God, hello, I'm here." But and you were like, I remember you being like, calm down or something.
She looked a little frantic. And I was like,
He's usually frantic. And you were like cool as a cucumber.
Well, yeah, because I've been waiting for that. I was like,
he was cool as a cucumber.
And maybe at this point you kind of had the upper hand because.
Yeah.
Like I'm there with questions and she knows them. And I was like wondering what happened and she knows. And or like it was, I was like, okay, here we go. Like. Tell me what happened.
No,
like,
I don't even think you asked.
I didn't.
You talked about your job.
Well, yeah, we just brought up.
It was really lovely small talk.
Well,
it was like
I'm not going to put you like under a thumb about it. Like that's
yeah, you didn't do that. I think you said something towards the end, like I really miss you.
I said at the end where I was like, I really miss you. I really hope to see you again, and maybe we can like plan something soon. And then we did, and we went on. All right, and then we started dating again, and then
like
everything was very. Like serious, like no question of where our mind or where our relationship was
going to
go.
It was pretty instantly after that. I think he did say something like, "I would like to get back together," and I was at the very end of this cloudy phase.
I thought I messed up.
I was like, "Oh no, 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 no! Oh my God, no!" Like I thought we were friends. Like, and then like
I could tell
thought about it. I thought about it, and I invited him. One of my bands had a big show, and I was like, "Please come to the show." Mm-hmm. And he came with a girl, but turned out just to be his roommate.
That's bold.
Yeah.
Actually, I like that move.
I kind of did that.
Who was his friend, but...
It was my friend.
She's a model.
She's, yeah. She's very tall. She's very attractive, but
I'm 5'4".
I've known her since, like, beginning of college, and I was just like, well, this is one more, like, little kick in the boot like, hey,
you did this.
Like, I did it on purpose, and she was new in the town, so I'm like, yeah, we'll go check out Knitting Factory. It's going to be great. Also, we're going to go to this girl I used to date that I'm still kind of about. We're going to go to her show. So it's just that cool. And she was, like, completely cool.
She's like, okay. And this girl is, like, the chillest girl ever. She's like, okay, let's go. Like, she would just... I was very intimidated by her at first. I was just like, you are beautiful, you are tall, you are a model, and I am, I guess, not on his mind anymore. So, listeners, I do have a cat who is...
She's really having a big day.
Yeah. She got pink eye.
Oh, she got pink eye. That's what she got.
She left her toy under the stove. Yeah. That's what happened. Good for her. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Very distracting.
But you, he had said he wanted to get back together, so how...
I don't know. I remember... That week afterwards, you know when you like start really liking someone and it's like in your chest and you can't stop thinking about them and you're like, are they thinking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Like
feelings.
The feelings. And that's what I felt like. And I did I don't even know. There was some message that went back and forth that was like, I think I'm having feelings for you. And you said something like, well, we can talk about that.
Yeah. Because I was still...
He was probably jumping through the moon, but I didn't even know.
Yeah, I was jumping up and down, but I wanted to be cool through text being like, well, we can talk about
it. Yeah, I remember like, being that. I thought we'll I was going to be easy. Like, I love you. Let's be together at this moment.
Wow, such self-control. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Kind of.
For a moment.
Yeah, where it's not seen.
This is. I'm not surprised it kind of like immediately clicked in after all this because I see like... you know, there's something very appealing of like you did a really bad thing and he still like didn't want to leave you.
I know.
Like that's very comfortable. That's like that feels nice.
Yeah.
And then you were like dating, but you had realized like, nope, I like her better than all the other girls I'm dating, and that is also a very comfortable feeling to be like, let's get into it. Serious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then when we were back together, we were very back together. And it was, like, I think of them as different people almost. Like,
it was a different mindset for both of us.
It was such a different
relationship
mindset.
For each other, for where we were at. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it was definitely just a complete 180 from who we were, like, a year and a half before.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think that that time you did grow up, like, a lot. Like, not to say you were, like, a little boy before.
Well, I was
but
26,
like,
so that's pretty... Yeah, that's
like, but that's you, like, you just seemed, like, very... You were way... Like, this... Like, when we were getting back together, you were just so much more, like, aware of yourself. Whereas before, I wasn't... Maybe you weren't so much...
Well, that was also because I had a lot of unknowns being, like, who do I want to be with? What kind of girl do I want to be
with?
Like, what do... And, I mean, it's easier to say what you don't want than what you do kind of situation. And you don't really know until, like, you experience it. So after you and I tried to go back, it just wasn't working. It wasn't happening. Like, and that was the annoying part.
I'm really sorry about all that. I feel so bad reenacting
Everything's good now.
Yeah.
I'm happy now.
We're happy now.
Again, don't try this at home.
No,
I'm so
don't do it.
Impressed that it worked out, but it's
I know. I mean, also rope. Like a little bit more backstory. Like the family that I grew up with. Like, I honestly wasn't this relationship is such a. I just never thought this is what I would end up with because I just come from a couple that just did not work out. They don't agree with each other on a lot of things and. I didn't know what a healthy relationship even looked like. So the fact that this person waited for me like that, I mean, means so much. Like, I just have never had anybody do anything like that for me before.
Yep. And I still wait because I'm always early and you're late.
Yeah.
So.
I sound like such a jerk.
No, you were going through your thing. Like, yeah. I mean, that was.
If he's like mad at you for being 20 minutes late, you can be like, I'm not 7 months late.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm used to it now.
You
It's not as bad as the first time I had to wait. No. But yeah, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything since has been open and talking, and we really haven't had anything except for smaller, like, you know, little things that we fight about. But
yeah, but fight even. Like, going back, we don't fight.
I know, but we have a different way to fight. We already said that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
What small little things do you fight about?
Well, I mean, off the get-go, I'm a meat eater, and she's a pescatarian, mostly vegetarian.
Vegan
and
thing,
lots of vegan stuff, which I'm fine with.
But he's so supportive.
Well, I can eat anything, so that helps. I'm not a picky eater.
Yeah.
So there are some things where it's like, okay, she really doesn't like pork or like red meat. So
yeah, like pork is like, I can't even have that in my house. That totally grosses
so I
me
try
out.
To just have like turkey bacon and stuff now just to like try and make it a little bit easier. But when she's not around, then yeah, I'm gonna have a regular bacon.
Like, so accommodating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think like we were talking about what we sort of choose to disagree about.
Yeah.
And that animals is like the thing. Like I have... I'm like covered in animal tattoos. I'm this like animal rights activist person. Both of these animals here are rescues.
Greenpeace would be proud.
Yeah, like a couple months ago, I like watched this like YouTube video. I follow all the like animal rights Facebooks and Instagrams. Like, there's like, I'm overloaded with animals who need help, these things. And this one day I like was looking at one and I was like crying, and I was like, sometimes I just wish I didn't have to feel so much. Like, every time I feel like animals just make me feel like, oh, so many emotions.
Like, even walking down the sidewalk, like, she sees a cute puppy and she's like, oh, and it's like, we'll be going on our way somewhere still, like, maybe later or whatever. No. Have to see the puppy.
I have to. I just have to.
And that was hard. That was hard at first, where I'm just like, okay, but seriously, though, we really have to get to the movie. Or like,
yeah, we were going to miss the movie.
We were meeting up with people. We really got to go.
There was this one time. Well, the dog, Ella, she just finished cancer treatment.
Oh, my God.
I know. This, like, was the end of my world for a little while. And we were going through, like, all these surgeries and appointments, and the very last appointment was like, or it was like the second to last appointment, was that they had to fix one of the stitches, so we had to go back in and she had to get one more small surgery. And it was like, I had almost had it at this point. I was just like losing my mind. This, I got her 7 years ago in college. We've grown up together. This is like my soulmate, this dog. And I asked Jimmy to come to the vet with me to, I just could feel that I was losing it.
She was losing it.
I was losing it.
She was losing it.
And the vet and I, like, got in an argument because she was, some vets are very, I've had a hard time finding, like, the perfect vet for me because I'm very emotional and, like, I know a lot about animals and I do feel like I can read Ella in a very specific way. And sometimes vets question me on that or like belittle me about that. And instead just like listen to me. Like I know the answer to about this dog. So just listen to me. And I don't even remember even what it was about. But she, it was 9 a.m. She belittled me.
She was saying that she might have to put her under. And you were like, you said we didn't have to.
Yeah,
and like,
she said it Ella had already gone under anesthesia. And it was like a nightmare. So I didn't want to do that again because it really affected her. She was in, like, it was horrible. So she said she was just gonna like sedate her in the area, and she like changed the whole system, blah blah blah. We got in this like thing in the waiting room, and I don't remember what happened. You said you just, I didn't feel like you were supportive.
Yeah, you were like looking at me being like, okay, yeah, now your me. Turn like, to like why, your turn to here. Like yeah. The vet's here, like you say something now, like you you gotta like be on my side and be like, yeah, don't you dare change stuff up. And I was like, you're the vet, like, you know, just do your thing, like like, I'm sorry. I can't. And then she was just like, okay, well, I can't be in here, and like we need to go for a walk, and we don't want to walk.
And I just, and the whole time, sobbed.
She was sobbing, and I was there just being like, I have no idea what's how to like handle this. I was like, oh god.
Because his point was like, he has a cat, and he was like, if this was my cat, I would have just dropped her off and let the vet do whatever.
And
they
go
said.
Get coffee and chill, because it's just like, okay,
but
like you're
good.
This
had been like months of me going in and out of surgery with this dog. The price tag was just so high.
Well, that's the thing, is you're way closer with her.
I would, and like having like a dog and human relationship is very different than a cat and human relationship. Sometimes, you know, most of the time, I'd say from experience, but like. Particularly me and this dog. And your point of view is like, I wouldn't handle it this way.
Well, I was just like, they're a trained professional. Here's the money. Just make sure everything comes out good.
And but also, I think there can like, be a benefit to like, to
yes. If, and he calmed, like, he totally calmed me down.
Yeah. Or like have someone who's like the stable. Whatever. I call that person the first lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were the first
president
lady.
Can be like, fuck for, you. For I have my day? Finger on the nukes. Yeah. Don't piss me off. And the first lady will be like, it's so nice to see you. Yeah.
It's going
to
be a-
two sugars. Okay. Yeah. Good. You want some soy? Yeah. We'll just make it good.
I think what like, I said that I needed from you that day was just like, I don't even know. What did I say?
You said support, and like you clearly showed it when when you were like telling the vet, being like, no, you can't switch it. And then you looked at me being like, here's your time to comment.
It was also
and I was like,
the only time all right, so we're gonna go out. Late. Like, it was the only time he had ever been late for anything.
Oh, that's true. I was late that morning.
He's has literally a 10-minute early person, and this he was 10 minutes late or something.
Yeah.
First time ever.
Because I thought I forgot keys that I actually had on me, and so I ran back and then actually found out that I had them. So then I ran back again to the vet.
Yeah, I don't even remember, but I was like, and you're late. Like, what is going on? It was just,
we so were yeah, both she showed up there by herself in the vet, and she was already like,
it mid-fight.
Like, yeah, I could see the check on the wall, like already being like, that's one, you have three, like, don't you dare get anywhere closer. So
I'm also like such a mama bear to that dog. Like,
well, that's the thing too.
If
is like
anybody gets between me and that dog.
It took me a while to get her to be like, you can listen to me too, and she's like, no.
I'm really surprised she hasn't bothered us though. I got her like the juiciest bone I could find, so she wouldn't be all over us.
Yeah, she's into.
She's normally quite social.
Yeah.
She's got her work cut out for her with that bone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but so usually was that an outlier? Are you usually taking each other's sides?
We don't normally like to take each other's sides.
Or you don't usually fight with strangers.
We're pretty quiet people, actually. Yeah. We're not too.
We don't really fight with strangers.
No.
I mean, we support each other, like when each other's going through, like Jenny just went through a whole like work thing.
Yeah, just like ended freelance and like going to a full time like 9 to 5.
Congratulations.
And yeah, just like it's great. Like this is my first holiday I've ever had where I got paid for it. So paid days off, which is a new amazing thing in a freelancer's life.
So that was a big, we had to like support. We weren't like fighting the strangers for it, but like we were, it was very like I was writing your emails to like.
Well, she's better at writing
your
than
HR
I am.
I'm department.
I'm visual. Like, and I'm just like, is this a word? And she goes, that's not a word. I'm like, all right, I can't put that in an email then. Like, yeah. like, all right, so I have to trust her a lot for whenever I want to sound better than I usually do.
That's great. So. I love that. Just outsource.
Exactly.
Well, good.
I mean, she's personal in HR. Like, I mean, no better person to talk to try and outreach the people. So
yeah. Okay, guys, what have we learned?
From each other or from this podcast?
Both, anything.
I mean, I'm really happy to know what happened like during that whole like month thing, like what was going on with that. And
yeah, I mean, there was also like a lot of other things that, you know, we had to talk about that happened during that time. And I don't know, I feel like I learned such a big part. Like I learned so much about you and like, how like during the first half of the relationship I don't think I knew like what a giving person you were. I didn't know how like determined you were. I didn't know that you were a family man. Mm-hmm. Like this man's a family man. Like he gets up early to pack
family.
The car. Like he like
pre-packs
the car.
Got a pre-pack.
Pre-packer. I mean, that's such a funny thing, but that's like such a big deal to me is like I put my stuff in the car.
I put bags in the car because I have a Tetris set stuff. About it. Like, like if it's not gonna fit, it will. Like kind of scenario.
He puts all the stuff in the car, and he like, well, like what else? We just went on a big vacation. What other things did you do that was so nice?
Well, it was just like.
It was so nice, the whole thing. So.
Well, your grandma loved me because she was just like he fixed the TV and made Bloody Marys.
Oh my god! So. Let me tell you what this man did for my grandmother. So she's 85, and she is just. The woman of every
she's
like she's just
guy.
She just went zip lining over Nova Scotia for example.
I love it.
Yeah, she's just the best. And she can zip line over Nova Scotia, but she cannot figure out a smart TV. Understandable. Like I can't even figure out a smart TV. So you sat down and wrote directions for
infographics.
And there was color coded.
Yeah, exactly.
Color coded, like drew out the remote control with like what buttons mean what.
Highlighted the
and
buttons
then,
to be like pressing the sequence.
And then he wrote like for tech support, call Jimmy and put his phone number. And she's called him.
And she has called and texted. Yeah. Not even kidding, like 3 hours, or it was 3 hours after we left her place because we had a flight, but it got delayed, so we were still in the airport, and she like calls me and goes, hey, so
my been
DVD
out of her
player,
house for 5 minutes.
How do I hook it up? And I'm just like, okay, I signed up for this. So.
Has she called you again?
Yeah, we talk. I mean, we talk in text, like during Thanksgiving. Like I sent her some text and sent her a picture.
That's adorable.
Oh, yeah. And they play Words with Friends.
And we play Words with Friends, yeah.
They're like, they love each other.
This is so
cute. But
she
beats me, so I don't
so anyway,
know how
what have I learned? Last. Like, I've learned that, you know, you are...
I am
ear to ear dimples like shiny.
He's ready for you to tell him what he is.
I've been waiting for this for years.
We've also been like in a very serious relationship past the drama for over a year now. Like we're, you know, very committed and we love each other very much, but I've learned so much about trust from you. I never question ever like where you are or if you're telling me the truth. and that I can trust all kinds of things outside of you in my life, because I'm just gonna get a little more sappy because, like, you, I don't know.
You guys can get sappy. Yeah. This was a very dramatic fight, so get as sappy as you want.
But know that that was, like, the only one we've ever, and it wasn't even a fight. I keep saying that.
Right. I'm just glad that we could bottle it all up in the very beginning and then, like, break that bottle and then do with it again.
I just think really he also, like, we both worked really hard to, like, make it work. So in the very beginning, and it started kind of as a friendship, you know?
And that's the nice thing too, because, like, through you, like, for what I've learned was a lot of, like, patience. Like, I never had patience before. I had a lot of FOMO, like a lot of just, like, fear of, like, I need to go with my friends. I need to be somewhere. I can't just be with you alone, like, romantically. I have to do crazy things. We're in New York. Like, we have to.
I never really.
And that was something that was really hard to give up, because that was just a mentality being like, I have to live my life up to the fullest extremes and do whatever I can and push the envelope. And then after meeting her, it was just like, I've never been actually obsessed about anyone. Love and everything else that comes
You're
with that is a very
me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would hope you
I'm
know this.
So obsessed with me too.
Cute tears.
I love this, like, instead of saying I love you, say I'm obsessed with you.
I'm obsessed with you.
Isn't there a song? Why are you so obsessed with me?
I don't know a song.
Oh yeah, she's got a voice. If we keep these mics around a little longer.
No way.
Bye.
One more drink.
Yeah, keep the bloodies.
But no. It was a time where I really, like, got to know someone and also open myself up to you emotionally on all levels, which I never did before, because that was something that I was like, I'm gonna wait for a person that I can really say that I can do that with, like, and I always put up a wall there. So after that first time was like, okay, now, like, I'm totally ready, like, and I'll wait. And I kept saying, like, just tell me when you're ready, like, let me know, because I just didn't want to give it up. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think also, like, I don't know if we would we have been together right now if I was like, and I don't want to date you anymore.
No, it probably, like, the only reason why was because I really didn't get an answer. Like, that's the only reason.
So, I may have been a jerk, but it was happily ever after.
You kept me on the hook.
The end. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so glad it all worked out.
Yeah. Right?
But you wouldn't have, it's like kind of, it's a false hypothetical. You wouldn't have said that because you didn't, that's not what you were feeling.
That's just not what I was feeling. I didn't know. Yeah. I just hadn't, I didn't give myself even the, I had so many other things on my mind. I just wasn't, like, I just didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But then I went there.
Yep. And now we're here.
On Honey.
On Honey.
I love Honey.
So great. Okay, we could leave it there. Yeah, and right. I love Honey. Thanks for listening to Honey. I'm Julia Meltzer. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter as Drunk Actress. The show is produced by Ryan Middledorf. Our cover art is by Allie Monroe, and our theme song is by Aaron and Melissa. Thanks for listening. Bye.
What's a Creative Podcast Network?